this may be the first English book that I read before. And I read an English book called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And this is the book that I finished, that I can finish. I think this is a very interesting story. And after that, it's become a movie. So that I have a very strong memory about it.
So your memorable learning experience is a reading experience.
Yeah.
So apart from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, have you read any other books?
Maybe Harry Potter, because it's very famous.
And when you read, do you like to read a printed book or an e-book?
A printed book is preferred because I like to hold in the book.
And how about when you come across some words that you need to look up? How do you find the meaning?
I will not search the dictionary immediately because I think I can understand it after I read more pages. Maybe if I cannot find the meaning after I reading many paragraphs, I will check the dictionary after that.
And the dictionary you use is a printed dictionary or an e-dictionary?
E-dictionary.
On your phone?
Yeah.
But you still won't read a book on a e-device though? You use the dictionary but not the device for reading?
No, because I like to have one book in my bookshelf.
Okay, and what advice would you give to students who are now studying for DSE? What advice would you give to them about studying English?
Device.
What advice?
Advice. Maybe they can read the book or research the website that's in their interest. It helps a lot because if the topic is in their interest, they can absorb more English vocabulary.
For example, one of your interests is playing the piano. Do you need to know much English in order to look for new material to play on the piano or learn the piano?
To play piano, I need to know some words that's not in English, maybe. Because some adjective that's used in piano pieces is not English. But I need to check dictionary that's find out the meaning of that.